Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, it's Colson here. Now you're about to listen to this week's episode of On the Sofa. But before you do so, I need a massive favor from you. And that favor is simply following or subscribing to the podcast on whatever platform you are listening to us on. When you do that, it's simple. All you have to do is you press the button and it downloads the episodes of the podcast automatically. It sends you a notification every time we release an episode, and it helps us grow the podcast. We cannot express how much we appreciate all of your support. Now you've done the favor, simply sit back, relax, and enjoy this week's episode of On the Sofa with me, Jack, and Ben. Hello and welcome to On the Sofa with Colson, Jack, and Ben. Now, coming up on today's episode,
someone yawns in front of you,
and I yawn
and you
back.
You catch it and yawn back. It means I like that person.
He's gone. He's gone.
Because he yawned, and I like him. And in part two of today's episode, we're going to be talking all things the film Basic, which is Jack's choice. Jack's very excited to talk about this film. He was envisioning it going to sleep last week, so are you ready for that?
I was what?
You were dreaming about it.
Ah, right, yeah.
I don't know what
I tried, yeah, I don't frame know
what,
by frame.
I don't know what came out, but I meant to say, yeah, it was quite hard for me to say. But yeah, other than that, what's been going on? What's new? What's happening this week? Any more news? Firstly,
we're back to work, aren't we?
I was going
to
say on the piano.
Me and Nyla learned REM, Night Swimming.
Did you?
Which is
Night Swimming.
I was doing the shit bit that no one wants to do. Ding, ding, dong, ding, dong, ding. Dong.
So what, did she bring a piano over and you play?
I played my nephew's, he's got a little shit keyboard.
And you're used to keyboards, aren't you?
No, I'm not used to keyboards.
No. I don't know how to play this, I only play piano.
So she was doing the cool bit, a bit further up, and I was doing, and it's meant for obviously just two hands, but we had four and still struggled.
When are me and Ben going to get to see you play?
Do you know what? I've got an idea. On the live show, we're going to bring a keyboard.
Oh, yes,
and you're
going
to play a song for us to come on
it'll
to.
It'll be awful.
But if you want to be a pianist, now's where you start.
Yeah.
Because fame costs. And right here where you start.
I watched that the other day, actually, The Pianist. And there's a bit in it towards the end when Brody, he must be playing the piano because it's a top shot of him and you see him falling and then the hands going. And it's when the German officer says, play something. It's that scene right at the end. And he must have practiced for hours and hours.
But I think if you've
like
only got a certain section
to do,
then you probably can. But for the Liberace movie, Michael Douglas, it wasn't his hands, was it?
Ah, right, okay.
Because Liberace really could play.
But
I suppose for a certain section, well, look, it's just going to be like you on our live show. You're going to have to learn Night Swimming for that one bit. And everyone goes, he can play.
And then if everyone goes,
give me a bit of Bach,
you've also have another song in backup.
What would you
play? Three Blind Mice.
That's a letdown after you've done Night Swimming. Three Night Blind Swimming. Chopsticks after you've done Nights.
Me and Ben could sing it. We could sing it. You could play it. Mm. Dumb. Ben, you said we'd gone back to work. That's the big news, yeah. I guess.
That's the big. We've all got. We all needed that, I think. Yeah. A bit of routine back.
We have the week in between New Year.
Yeah.
And the second week in Jan, don't we?
I think it was perfect. Do you know why?
Why?
Because we missed the whole Happy New Year.
People are still doing it, though. People are still doing it.
What have you got on that? I personally think you've got to the second. Because you've done it. It's the new year.
Yeah, we've done it. It really
what about on text? I'm starting... Never you know, if it. I'm texting someone, I'm having to be like, oh, Happy New Year and all that.
It's 2024.
Just, someone says, you know, Happy New Year. Is it...
How do we know that? Because we've only started. Yeah. Say Happy New Year in June and I'll tell you. Mm. Yeah, it's been so far, the first bit's been great. Who knows what shit's going to happen the second half?
What do you think when people say they've got a good feeling about the new year?
I say that. I say that.
Bollocks.
I said that to you on set, didn't I? No, I said it to Rob at work and I went,
this is 24,
2024 feels like my year. It's good. And then he went, it's an even year. It sounds even. I went, yeah, that's it. It's a good year. 2024. I think it's good.
And what is it going to be to make it your year?
Massive for the podcast. We're going to break the internet.
Just purely the podcast. Podcast and dog, all you care
podcast
about.
Podcast, dog, show. All three. Massive. So good to get back to a bit of routine, I think.
I liked it. Yeah.
I like getting
felt
back.
Felt like we haven't been away.
No.
You were there a day and it felt... We're in the green room.
First scene back's hard work. Yeah, I find it. I didn't know. I was trying to find a lens. I was trying to stand on a mat.
I didn't really feel it at all.
I did. First scene back, I felt like I was drowning.
Oh, dear. Crikey. That's a bit heavy.
But then I was fine for the rest of the week.
I don't like that week after. As soon as you've gone to the second, I think you're back. You're back at work. Too long. That week drift to the eighth. Oh, he's gone. He tried to hold us.
He ate it.
What I was going to say is, have either of you found that you're very, very tired going back to work?
You're tired.
I'm tired.
You're tired.
What time did I go to sleep yesterday?
I don't know. I wasn't with
9,
you.
9, 10.
What time?
Half 7.
Have a guess. You have had a guess.
You got to bed early.
I went to bed at 8:40 yesterday.
Well, that's why. What are you doing? You're waking up at 1 a.m.
Did you go to sleep?
Yeah. Slept until my alarm.
Which was?
12 the next
8
day.
Today.
12 hours sleep.
I had a 9:45 call.
Sleeping
yeah,
much.
You've overslept.
I've not. I needed it.
Anything past 8 hours, you're
going to yarn again.
Piss.
Yeah,
I'm going to yarn again. It's bad. I don't know what's happened.
We've only just started the podcast, and you're into deep yawn already.
I'm gone. I'm going.
Look,
can you see?
He's gone. Can you see?
It's bad.
What do you need? 8 hours? No.
Eight is what I normally hit.
Mm. 8 is not what I normally hit.
I'm normally up at about 6:30.
I just needed sleep yesterday. And now today I feel more tired. I think it's just first week back driving, back doing this, back doing that. It's heavy.
Putting your clothes on, washing.
Yeah. Having to leave the house.
What are you sleeping at Christmas though? You're not getting out of bed.
No, I do get out of bed. Still hit a routine.
Okay.
I'm out of bed before 8:30 at the latest.
You've gone. You made me want to yawn now. It's catching, you see.
Both tired.
Apparently it's only catching if you like the person who's yawning. Did you hear that?
I didn't know that. That's good.
In fact, someone yawns in front of you,
and I yawn
and you
back.
You catch it and yawn back. It means I like that person. I get on with them.
How?
And if you don't yawn back, it means you feel nothing for that
person. You didn't yawn back.
Yeah. How come you didn't yawn?
I don't know. I noticed that as well.
Is it something you want to tell me? Or is this the way you're finding out? Is this the way you're finding out that actually...
You know what?
Maybe.
Why didn't you and Colson hang about anymore? I found out
I didn't actually like him.
He said, I'm going to test this. I've heard if you yawn and they don't yawn back. You yawned. You were like that.
And if someone goes,
like
oh, you go, yes.
Yes.
She loves me.
She likes me.
Yeah, like that.
And you keep looking like that. He's gone.
Because he yawned and I like him.
I like it. It's a good game show. Yawn and I like you. Hello.
It's like blind date.
It's good. Try yawning.
Tomorrow at work, all of us are going to be around the table at lunchtime and giving it the old yawn to see who
yawns. Star does that. She does the yawn.
A dog yawn's a good yawn.
Yeah.
A dog yawn is a good yawn. So we've been back to work.
Yeah.
not loads to report. We got a new kitchen at work, didn't we? That was
a shock at work. That was the big that was the big news at work, as it would be in anyone's work.
Builder's been in, haven't they?
The builder's been in. We've got a new dishwasher. Got to do the guarantee on
that. Dishwasher that opens itself when it's finished.
Does it?
Yeah,
it does.
Have you not seen it when it finishes? Opens itself, lets the steam out.
What?
Don't know. It's new.
And then the rest of it, still the same, isn't it?
Still the same old street, isn't it, really?
Yeah, I'm trying to think what else has happened.
So before we went back to work, we obviously had a final week off. Jack, how did you spend it?
I watched the brand new Exorcist.
Yes, that was at the cinema a bit ago.
I was
around Halloween.
Yeah. I think that's when it came out. Yeah, and it's now come available to
rent.
Didn't
your friend Will say it was bad?
No, he said it was really good.
Where is it in time space now? Present day. Same house.
No. Same town, Georgia. Same town. Present day. Two kids go to the woods. They're pissing about with evil spirits,
which you shouldn't do. And you like that crap, and I don't.
I love evil spirits.
Doing that in the woods. Always going, I'm just going to do some evil spirits, I think, on a Sunday.
If, for example, like that Talks Me film, if I said to you, would you ever go? You'd ever go.
If I'm there in the moment and someone says...
Whereas I know me and Ben would go, no.
I'd have a go.
I don't know. I think I'd have a go.
You would?
I'd have a go.
I think if I saw Jack and he went, hey... I've just seen The Other Side. It's a bit creepy, but have a go.
I think I'll have a go.
Because I'm here now, I might as well.
Do you think
it would do my head in more to know I hadn't someone go, yeah, it was mad. Then you have that chat and I can't have that chat. So I go,
but if someone said to me, make sure you let go after 30 seconds, I'm like, I'm definitely letting go.
On 20 seconds.
Yeah.
Do you think you could ever make me?
If we all did it.
No, I'd be like, look, if you want to do it, you want to do it. I'm not arsed if you don't.
He's not arsed, is he? He didn't yawn back when you yawned. You don't think you'd
try and peer pressure me into it?
No.
I wouldn't.
So they've mucked around in the woods with some kind of...
Luigi board.
I forgot that.
The Mario Brothers board. Two girls dick around in the woods. Evil spirit possesses them.
Yeah.
Both of them. Which I thought. Doubling up.
Yeah. Why can a spirit only possess one person?
Well, that's what I thought.
You'd think so, wouldn't it?
That was in the rules.
Yeah. One spirit, one body.
Yeah.
Apparently.
And then the doctors don't have a clue what's going on with her.
Yeah.
Same thing as the first one.
Yeah.
And then they have to contact Ellen Bernstein.
Oh.
Who was Chris McNeil in the original, who played Reagan's mum.
Yeah.
She's in it. She's in it quite a bit.
Oh, is she?
She's in it quite a bit.
Who's Reagan's mum?
Reagan is the girl who gets possessed in the original Exorcist.
Yeah. And her mum still alive?
Chris McNeil.
How old?
Ellen Bernstein. I'd say she's in her 80s, I want to say.
409.
As old as the religion.
They've kept her on ice for all that time, just for The Exorcist 2. So what, no, it's not The Exorcist
2.
It's just The Exorcist, Reborn.
Believer.
Is that what it's called?
Do you believe in life after life?
That's it.
Hello.
I do.
Well, they do as well. But God, it's a big pile of shit. The film.
What?
It's not great.
Do you not believe in ghosts?
No.
He's had weird shit happen to him.
But I don't know if I can pin it on ghosts.
I don't think it's ghosts.
I can pin it on energy and stuff. That's what I kind
but
of
But what's
think.
Energy?
I'm getting a Julie.
I don't know whether it's a solid form as a ghost, because we'd have some sort of groundbreaking proof.
You would now.
Didn't we ask as well on the podcast for people's best ghost stories? And like we didn't get any.
So it's not very good, I'm guessing.
Oh, it's awful.
It's awful. There we go. Go and see it.
Is it not good? What was it on?
It's on the Apple.
What would you give it out of 10?
3.5.
Oosh. Bloody hell. 3.5. It's a bit like basic, isn't
it? The music's in it every now and again. And...
Oh, I saw Napoleon.
Oh, did you?
How? On the old thing.
I heard not good.
Do you know what? So what's so funny is the lad who plays Napoleon's brother was in Casualty with me. And then the lad who plays his best mate was in Casualty with me. You're mad. I was watching it with Maxie and I went, oh, the war parts are extraordinary.
Yeah, Ridley Scott's good at war, though, isn't he?
Really good. Yeah. Like, really, really interesting how he could command an army to beat much, much bigger armies.
How much
he tried to take over. I mean, he went right into Russia. Like, they were marching for days and days. The rest of the story is a bit more of a mess. I think it's just too big a story.
History merges, doesn't it? Doesn't he bump in it with Marie Antoinette and they weren't around at the same time?
There is something like this. Yeah. There's a fabrication or something.
It feels at times...
Joaquin?
I always rate him. I think he's a great actor. Mm. It's slightly off. He's got an American accent and you're like... Argh.
Well, he has to go French.
But then everyone's got a different accent in it. So his brother's English... And then his best mate's Scottish, and then he's got this American... He just puts you... The trouble is, what I love about Joaquin Phoenix, especially in The Joker, anything he's in, you forget you're watching someone, and he's kind of there. Like, what was the one he did with Philip Seymour Hoffman?
Not Capote.
No.
The Master.
Yeah, and he was fantastic in that. I really like him as an actor, but this, I felt, he didn't quite know. It's just too much for one film.
What?
So the story, his career, his life of war is enormous. And so there's sometimes where you feel it's a bit like, they go, get to this bit. Oh, quick, get to this bit. And then, so it wasn't...
Fun fact, you know, it's the most played part in film history.
Napoleon.
Yeah. Ah, did you know that?
Didn't know that at all.
Apparently so.
We had a conversation yesterday amongst us about playing biopics, didn't we? And who we would play in a biopic.
Yes, like
who is the person that we're born to play? And Jack, who did you have for me?
I can't remember.
Not Elephant Man. Who did I have?
Was it Elephant Man?
No, what was it?
How can you not remember?
And not Augustus Gloop.
Augustus Gloop.
How can you say Elephant Man?
Oh, no, who was it?
Who was it?
You knew exactly who it was.
No.
Who have I got a picture of at my house?
Henry VIII.
Oh, Henry VIII.
Yeah.
He did.
Hang on. The Elephant Man.
Yeah. No, Henry VIII. Yeah.
No, we're not skirting over the fact that you've just said the fucking Elephant Man.
But Henry VIII is good.
Do you know what?
Same height. You need to put the weight back on.
The Elephant Man.
I think we're onto something with Henry VIII.
I think Henry VIII were on something. Not the fucking Elephant Man.
Do you know what you cast?
Old Stuart Little, reincarnation over here.
No, I'm Dustin Hoffman, I think.
No, you're not.
No, you worked that out and then told us. You said, I'm Dustin Hoffman. Dustin Hoffman. And then someone in makeup's just said, oh, you're just like Dustin Hoffman.
You know what you are? Yeah. Now you've got nasty.
What?
You know, if they were to do a...
Why am I nasty?
If they were doing, like...
I said the guy from Ratatouille.
Yeah, if they were to do a non-animation version, you'd be the biggest rat in Flushed Away. You know the main rat? The cool rat?
No, the Ratatouille kid with the
half Flushed Away.
Is it Remy? No, that's the
Remy's
mouse.
The rat.
Oh, okay. Whoever the lad
mouse,
is, the
it's
chef.
It's called Ratatouille.
What? Whatever. Who were you?
Lee Evans.
Lee Evans. That's
Lee Evans is good.
That's all day. That's an easy one for me. That's easy.
So Lee who Evans. Am I then? I have to be... I can't be an actor...
The cartoon of Ratatouille, the chef from Ratatouille.
Oh, it's not. I have to be someone.
It can't be someone too good.
No, it can't
like
be.
A knob.
No, it can't
if
be
If you say,
someone.
Oh, I think I'd be...
Zac Efron.
Jack Nicholson. I mean,
yeah.
He could be Danny Zuko.
No. No, because that's a made-up character. Who can it be?
We'll have to let the audience
decide. You write in.
But do you know what? Henry VIII.
Henry VIII.
The fucking Elephant Man. I'm going to have to take
you're
a minute.
Still going on about that, but you're going to let that go, and you've been cast... Hi, Coulson. It's your agent here. It's a straight offer. It's Henry VIII. It's a 12-part HBO drama.
I'd want a film. I'd say a film. I want a film.
They used to make a lot of those films, didn't they? Henry VIII films, and it sort of dropped out. But I'd heard
who
that
did
about
it? Jonathan Rhys-Meyers. Did he do Henry
in
VIII?
In the Tudors.
Oh, yes. I think he did.
Yeah.
Producer Henry, who played Henry VIII in, what was it? Was it the Tudors?
Yeah, Jonathan Rhys-Meyers.
It was him. Yeah, it was.
And obviously... I was in the Tudors.
You were a priest, apparently.
I got burnt
up at lunchtime.
You deserved it.
I got burnt at the stake. I think a biopic's hard to play.
But I think I'd be the best Henry VIII out there.
You grow your beard a bit.
Henry VIII,
put all the weight back on.
Massive story.
Got mastered. I've got it mastered.
Yeah, you have. You're tall enough.
Beheaded died. What are you, 6'2"? Survived. 6'1 and a bit.
6'2".
What would you do? Yeah, 6'2". Let's call it exactly his height.
Yeah.
Well, Henry, producer Henry, using your full name, how tall was Henry VIII?
I reckon 5'11".
Let's not spoil it now. No, let's see what Henry's got 5'11". To say, please. Dr. Goodall will tell us.
Well, it is difficult to find out because there's only paintings of him.
Okay, I'm not asking for your personal opinion. Just give us
I'm asking for a number.
Ish.
What does it say?
Ish.
I've Googled it. How tall was Henry VIII? And nothing's coming up.
What?
What?
You've
had
nothing.
You've had a
zero. There must be something.
You've had a zero from
You've
Google.
You broke Google.
It says he was nearly 400 pounds in weight.
We didn't ask that.
What's that in stone?
What's 400 pounds?
He had a 54-inch waist.
Oh!
Fuck off.
But I can't find... It says they predicted he was 6'2".
Yes!
Oh, yes, wow. You've got the part.
I am Henry VIII.
But you've got to have a 50-inch waist.
He can do it.
He can do that.
He can do it.
Let's get going.
Henry.
We want a TV quick. TV quick award.
I'd win an Oscar as Henry VIII.
No, no, it's just a one-off
hold
draw.
Hold on. You built yourself up there.
No, it's TV quick.
It's a Hallmark. It's a Hallmark production. Yeah, it's not HBO, it's Hallmark.
No, I'd have to stop yawning, wouldn't I, if I was going to
No, I don't know if you would.
That's a choice.
Because I'm sure he would.
It's a good choice.
You play him tired and grumpy.
Yeah.
Look, perfect. Works perfect. Oh, my word.
Things like that.
There we go.
Before we go into talking all things basic in part two, which is Jack's film choice, Jack can't wait to give us a synopsis, and me and Ben can't wait to talk about basic. But Ben, before we do that, you've coming in today and you've said, I have a Jack's hidden gem.
Yeah, I've gone
but
over.
Your name's not Jack, your name's Ben.
It's
Ben's hidden gem of the week.
I don't think it is that hidden. Let me find it because I had to write it down.
It's number one on Netflix.
It's number one on Netflix. It's not number one on Netflix, but I think it's interesting. It's called A Nearly Normal Family. I think it's Danish, Swedish. A young girl goes on a trip, school trip, and something happens.
Documentary, drama,
series,
film.
No, it's a drama,
film.
But it's okay. But... they're doing this new type of thing, I think, now where it's only 6 eps. That's it, 40 minutes. So it's not a 12 ep, 10 ep. I think the first ep's like an hour, but then you get one ep that's 30 minutes. Something happens on a school trip. Her father is a priest and her mum is a lawyer. And then you jump forward in time and something happens and you see the reaction for the different reaction of all three of them. So the mum reacts in a very, very different way. She's a lawyer, a criminal lawyer. Father, who's the priest, he reacts in a certain way. And then the daughter is sort of trapped in the middle. But then you start to realise what you think is one incident isn't. And it gets very sort of... But what I do like about those kind of dramas, one, I don't know the actors.
So you don't know, he's the lead, they're going to kill him off.
Oh, he's dead famous, they're not going to kill him off. Two, you almost get a feeling like they're thinking, well, this isn't going to be massive. You know what I mean? It doesn't feel like, oh, I know this is going to be huge.
Yeah.
And I started watching it with my wife, and I was like, she said, oh, should we try this? I went, yeah, never heard anything. Good, very good.
Where
good
can
acting.
You find it?
Netflix. It's Netflix.
Nearly, so, what's it called?
It's called A Nearly Normal Family. The world of a seemingly perfect family shatters when a shocking murder proves that they're willing to make desperate moves to protect one another.
Well, you would.
You would. Very good. I think it's excellent. So that's my Ben's Hidden Gem of the Week.
I like it.
Should we take a quick break?
Yep.
And then we'll come back and in part two... you will find out what is going on in this clip here.
You'd be asking, where does Haagen-Dazs come from next?
Yeah, Pontefract. Everything comes from Pontefract apart from Pontefract cakes.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Welcome back to part two of On the Sofa with Colson, Jack, and Ben. I've still got a bit of a Moham right at the top of my mouth.
They're good, though.
They're good. What's Moham stand for? Why are they called Moham?
Mouth.
No, this is mouth. Crap. Let's have a look. Does it say on the packet?
Mouth, amazing. Obsession, amazing mouth.
It doesn't say.
Henry, producer, what does Moham mean?
Moham, right.
Yeah.
It's Moham. It's not Moham.
It's an abbreviation.
Moham.
And this is in German, so please excuse my pronunciation.
Why German? It's from Pontefract.
Well, I don't know. You'll have to pop in and ask. Mundet Elan One, I'm not even going to pronounce the last bit, but it begins with A. And that means in German, everyone without exception likes it. So it's an abbreviation of.
And where were they invented?
Pontefract.
Moham, it launched in the German market in Easter 1931.
Wow.
Why do you keep saying Google, where's Haribo
from?
That's Haribo.
That's Moham.
Is it the same? Actually, it's the same. Is it the same?
Moham Haribo.
I think Haribo does own them, yeah.
Haribo started in Germany.
Fuck off.
Well, it sounds.
You've said to me all the time, where's it started? Pontefract. Germany.
You'd be asking, where does Haagen-Dazs come from next?
Yeah. Pontefract. Everything comes from Pontefract, apart from Pontefract cakes. Where are they from? Germany.
Licorice is from Pontefract, invented in Pontefract.
Licorice is a root. It's not invented there.
It says Haribo have factories in Austria, Belgium, Germany, Denmark, Spain, France, Pontefract, Hungary, Turkey, and Brazil. So it's one of many factories.
Well done. Ooh, well so there done. Is one in Pontefract.
What does it say on this packet?
Well, I'm sure they are from there, Colson.
Jack!
What? Yeah, it says Haribo. Yeah.
Pontefract, England.
Made, not from there, not originated. They've got a factory there.
They've got a little workshop there.
They used to say
just
that
like
to me.
Just like Santa's got one in Greenland.
Yeah, he used to say that to me, though. He used to say, and hey, where's Haribo from? Where's Haribo? Hey, you'll never guess Pontefract.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
It's a good
German.
Fact. It's a good fact. It's a Pontefract fact.
Made up fact.
Before Jack shoves another Moham in his mouth. Sorry, before Jack shoves another everyone everywhere likes these no exceptions in his mouth.
No exceptions.
I don't remember that being part of it.
Everyone likes it.
No exceptions. No tiggy backs.
There is a slight task that Jack needs to do before he shoves a Moham in his mouth, and that is he needs to give us a synopsis of Basic.
Basic is a thriller, 2003, I think, starring John Travolta, Samuel L. Jackson, and it opens up with a routine sort of training exercise in the jungle with six Marines carrying out some sort of... Stay with me. Some sort of operation they're doing, and they have to do something. It goes horribly wrong, and it does one, two, miss a few, and it skips a bit, and people are dead. They've recovered two guys, one's in a hospital bed.
Have you watched the film?
Yeah, and then the other guy is getting interviewed and they're trying to find out and get to the bottom of what the hell's gone on.
You're not good at these, are you?
I think that's it. That's it. And John Travolta is the guy.
The cop. You've not mentioned him once.
Yeah, he's the main character. I said him.
You've not mentioned the cop comes to investigate.
He does, and he's there to try and find out what's gone on.
I'm glad you've done a synopsis anyway, because I've now remembered the film. Because as we were starting this podcast, I was really, really worried about why I couldn't remember the film.
Right.
But now I can remember the film.
You can.
And yeah, as you said in your synopsis,
yes,
it's army training. Goes wrong
somehow.
They need answers.
But it doesn't show you how.
Yeah, so you never know if it's the right answers.
Well, they're all telling a different version of an event, aren't they?
I would say this is a twist movie.
It is. It is.
Yeah. Well, it's a murder mystery.
Yeah.
Multiple.
They all have different stories. He's been called in as Poirot, if you want, to interrogate them, find out what they know.
Yeah.
Then you think it's one thing and it's not. It's something else.
Yeah.
And then we've twisted on the twisty.
I watched this with the kids.
Yeah?
And
they said it was terrible.
They left home.
No.
Nyla started to play the piano, the keyboard.
No, I watched it with the kids and we kept on having to pause.
Yeah.
To fill in.
Yeah.
And they were like, wait, just hang on. I had to pause and they went, what's gone on? And I had to keep doing the thing.
It's not always a good sign about a film, that.
No, I agree. I know what you mean. But were you following it quite easily? Or did you feel as though...
Yes, but I will, in the kids' defense...
He's on his phone.
After the first 15 minutes, I was about to text you both to say, I ain't got a fucking clue what's going on in this film. In the first 15 minutes, it took me a while to gather. And then when they started the flashbacks of them telling the tales, I then caught up to what had gone on. Because it doesn't show you what's gone on. When they're then being interviewed, you don't really know what the hell they're interviewing about. And then when it starts the flashbacks and it starts the death, you kind of get the story that they've all gone on a military operation, people have ended up dead, they're trying to work out how they've ended up dead. The person who's in charge of the training has ended up dead. He's the one that...
But they haven't got any bodies. That's the other thing. Have they? They're all saying they're dead, but they haven't got any bodies. Yeah.
Why have they not got bodies?
Because they've been washed away in the hurricane.
In the storm.
And all you see from the helicopter that's going to like to pick them up is three Rangers shooting each other, and they never shoot at each other, do they?
Yeah.
So you've got two, one carrying another guy, one shooting at another guy.
And I guess also, because we only have two people's tales, the bit that obviously leads to the twist is that they're telling tales and they're talking about the Rangers and their names. And when they're explaining the names of the Rangers, we kind of know the Rangers by their names rather than their faces. And then...
Well, they set up one of the Rangers to have been bullied by the Samuel L. Jackson character. Pike. To be bullied by the Samuel L. Jackson character.
Yes.
Thus thrusting him into definitely suspect number one.
Yeah.
And they're basically blaming it on him. What you find is the murders, whose murders, whatever... is a red herring to they're running a big drugs operation.
Yeah, which is a bit confusing under the line of it all.
Well, the station is... Where is it? Where are they? They're in...
Panama?
Yeah, so they're running drugs through the army...
Medical
helicopter...
it's like a hospital there, isn't there?
So the planes are landing. They're landing in the airstrip. They're filtering the drugs out. So what you find is that... This whole operation is all to do with getting these drugs in, and there's been a bit of a problem with how they're going to split the money and the drugs.
That wasn't by Samuel L. Jackson's character, was it? He wasn't involved with any of that.
He found out about
it.
Twist at the end is he found out about it, and he contacted Travolta.
Yeah.
Who's Travolta is, he's like Section 8, isn't he?
Yeah.
Which is a hidden organisation, someone... above CIA.
Yeah. Like the A-team.
Oh, shit. Yeah. I've just forgot the final twist. Yeah. They're not dead, are they?
They're not dead.
How would they not be dead? Yeah. I don't know how I'd forgot that.
Yeah.
I think for me, the film was ending as soon as he went, you're Pike. And then I'd forgotten that it had a whole another.
So it was a twist on a twist that Samuel Jackson wasn't dead. Travolta was in on it. They were all in on it. And they went to bust this drugs ring.
Yeah. And then she thought Travolta was the baddie.
Yeah.
But he wasn't. Not John. Not Sam. Very clever. So it's twist on McTwist. Why did you pick it?
I liked all the twists, I think.
You like a twist movie?
Yeah, I'm not sure if there was one too many.
Switchblade Romance is on re-release.
It is.
I was going to Apple Telly. It's going to be $9.99 on the rent in February. Re-release. We've got it. We've got that much power. High Tension is being re-released because of this podcast. Can you believe that?
Yes.
I was flicking through Apple and it went, coming in February, High Tension.
Back by popular demand.
Back by the wave of demand.
That's because we mention it that much that the people the are algorithm. Buying it and they're going, oh, there must be something about this.
They've noticed a spike. They've gone, people are talking about what, High Tension.
They've gone straight off and gone, right, put it on rent for $9.99. Yeah. You
and
watch
they
this.
Went, you, what? They yeah. went, you watch it. You watch fly this. Off the it show. Will fly
more
off.
Expensive fly than Patreon, that is.
Yeah, more expensive than most films out there.
In the
yeah.
cinema.
Yeah.
Yeah. Saying that, cinema, it's not a cheap day out.
It depends what cinema you go to. What's a kind of average...
Tenner for a ticket.
And then if you want a burger and chips type one, that's you have like to 16, 17 quid.
The
and
food's more expensive, isn't it? Than
I'm a Cineworld boy, but I went the other day and I had popcorn and minstrels.
And it's more than your film.
It was like £8.70.
Oh, it's extortion.
They've opened an Everyman around us.
Have they?
Yeah.
Have they?
We've gone so full sofas.
They do a good membership to look at.
Well, I've got that. I think Annie got me that.
What's that mean?
Two films a month for free?
I think it's something like that, yeah.
And do you use it? Because I do. I go a lot.
I'm not there often enough. Annie goes, though. She goes.
I like an Everyman.
Yeah, I like an Everyman.
A soft
I like
seat. A Who doesn't like a soft
I
seat?
I don't like an Odeon.
It's the screen for me. I want to make sure the screen's it's big.
Yeah, but I also don't want someone chopping through their nachos right next to my ear.
But they do in the
that was on. So I went to the cinema on Friday night at the 8:15 showing. It was rammed. The amount of people talking. The other day I went to cinema. Phones. I went to cinema last week to watch Next Goal Wins.
Is it any good? The Australian thing? New Zealand thing?
Pants.
South Africa?
American Samoa
thing.
Jesus,
right. Pants. What is it? Awful.
It's not pants. It's pants. What is it? It's Michael Fassbender, Taika Waititi, he's director. Obviously, he's got himself a cameo in it. It's a story that we know very well. You've picked it as a hidden gem before. It's about the American Samoa football team.
You know, he had no knowledge about football whatsoever.
Who?
Say his name. Because
Taika Waititi.
Him. He had
no
idea how to even play the game. Before deciding to take on the film.
It's a great story, though. Whether it translates to a film, is it a better doc? I don't know. It's got bits of his innocence in his filmmaking and his gags, but it's not Ricky Baker.
Ricky Baker.
I was talking to a director at work about Next Goal Wins, and they were like, oh, yeah. And they went, have you seen it? I went, yeah. I said, it's good. And I went, it's no Hunt for the World of People. Okay. And he went, yes, great Hunt for the World of People. He went, Ricky Butcher. And then he did about 15 quotes from the film and he kept calling him Ricky Butcher.
Yeah, he's not called Ricky Butcher.
Nah, it's Ricky Baker. I started quoting things back and I was about to quote back, but then I was like, do I say that it's Ricky Baker when he's saying it's Ricky Butcher? But he was so confident it was Ricky Butcher.
No Child Left Behind?
Yeah, that was what Neil Alderton was quoting, to be fair.
That is the quote.
No Child Left Behind. Great Hunt for the World, but you didn't like it. I did.
It was all right, but I think you two had just said it's literally the best film ever.
I loved it. Do you know what? I think that's prime his direction. That's like the ultimate
Jojo
bit of his
Rabbit.
Direction.
Do you not think?
What, yeah, it was good.
What got him onto kind of the franchise game of Avengers Endgame and all that?
Because they'd run out because Thor had become too. I think it become too. It didn't have any.
They wanted to go
irony.
Down. They wanted to go down a Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah. So they wanted comedy.
Well, they wanted it to comedy. Be slightly more ironic because actually, after a while, it's just the next superhero comes along and can beat that superhero, and you want and it just.
Don't get me wrong. Next Goal Wins is funny. It is funny. I think I just love Hunt for the World of People, and I hold that in such a high place.
Yeah.
I didn't leave thinking, "Oh, I best text them two to go watch it." And then the other film that I watched was Anyone But You. The new Sydney Sweeney film.
Oh.
Very good.
Anyhow, back to basics.
Yeah.
Back to basics.
Are we there to the rating?
Oh, we've fast forwarded this.
I mean, you've done one, two, miss a few. But
so you Ben asked why you picked the film. You liked the twists.
I liked all the twists, yeah.
What so
it's
let's
not
just
a film I'd heard. What, I'd never heard of it.
I told Maureen Littman today and she was like, Never heard of it. Because she loves the podcast. She was like, what are you talking about today? And I told her.
Free on Amazon.
And I went, it's Samuel L. Jackson.
I paid for it like a fucking bell.
Did you?
Yeah. On the Apple.
On the Apple, $3.99. $2.99. Yeah,
expensive as well as Apple TV.
You watch Basic will go through now, be $10.99.
Yeah, it'll go off Amazon, won't it?
Or it goes the other way and it's all free. It's always that that
I think we have changed it. High tension being on that. Yeah.
There's no one watching
you know
High
what?
Tension.
What? You look at that still that they've put on for High Tension, it looks mint.
I disagree. I can't imagine there being one still that looks great from High Tension.
Oh, you wait.
You wait.
Love a twist. So just quickly, before we go to the ratings, and when you picked the film, what quite were you expecting from us? What reaction?
I don't know.
He doesn't know and he doesn't care.
Yeah. Is it one twist too many just for the sake of doing a twist? Turns a little bit into that M. Night.
Yeah, Shyamalan. Twist on twist.
It does that after a while, but I kind of liked some of
them. What number are you giving me? Give it a number.
I'm going to go...
Are we going to rate?
Yeah, it's me first, isn't it? So I'm going to go...
Load of shit if you go high.
Right, hang on.
Load of shit, and you know it.
I'm going to go... I've got 6.9.
That's 6.9. As high as he possibly could have got away with going, in it. Sloppy six on the dot for me.
Sloppy six? I'm six.
Yeah.
Do you know what?
It wasn't terrible.
No.
He's a decent director.
Yeah.
I like Travolta, always have.
Of course,
like Samuel
the
L.
director of Die Hard and Predator.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
He could do those films.
He can.
The script is
very
way
simple
too
as well.
Convoluted.
Pretty much in two sets.
Yeah. But I mean, the twist sometimes you're like, okay. But not a bad film.
I liked the last twist because I was... Well, so there was three twists, isn't there? And the middle twist is, oh my God, you scumbag, John Travolta's the baddie. Never saw that coming.
Yeah.
And then the final twist of, oh, none of it actually really happened like that.
No, it didn't, but it did.
All to bust up the drugs cartel.
But two of them were doing it.
Yeah.
They got killed, didn't they?
Yeah.
So what's that? We've got
18.9, which takes it just above The Killer.
Oh, yeah.
Below Bear.
Let's have a look. Where's that?
Jack, you are not in the top 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. You're not in the top 8. You're not in.
Hold on. Jack, you didn't pick The Bear, though, did you? I picked it.
The Bear was Jack's pick, Ben, because you picked Fair Play and we never released it because it was our first episode and we overran by
an hour. And I've got a thing. Spoke to Sally Dinover. So in Fair Play was Phoebe Dinover.
Yes.
Her daughter.
Sally Dinover plays Sally Webster and Corrie. Yes.
Plays Sally Webster and Corrie. Phoebe was in the movie Fair Play and she's now up for a BAFTA for the Rising Star Award. So I think they pick 5 or 6 people. And you have to vote. So if you've got any time, go on to the BAFTA Rising Star and vote for Phoebe. I know she'd appreciate it. But I think that's an unbelievably brilliant story. Yeah. And Sally was absolutely buzzing. So
yeah,
that's fantastic.
That's what I meant.
Yeah.
If you go on our Instagram, we'll put it in the link at the top of our
notes. That's what we need a producer Henry for. It's on the link.
Do vote for Phoebe. She is a...
She's fantastic
actress.
Great.
She's very talented. Very nice.
Friend of the show.
I don't know whether she is, but I like it when people say that.
Yeah, let's just say that
friend of the show.
She might come on. She might come on and talk to us about...
Yeah, friend of the show.
Movies.
Film. Yeah.
She might talk to us about Basic or High Tension.
Next week, it's the choice of the audience.
Yeah.
And as always, we ask them for their suggestions. The supercomputer we used this week was our TV show supercomputer. Okay. Yes. We had a few new entries, and a few of the new entries have come out in the supercomputer. So we got two semifinals. We got semifinal number one, which is Fool Me Once, which is the new onto Netflix, versus Slow Horses, which is
Apple.
It's massive.
Gary Oldman.
Apple TV's most successful show.
No, the morning show probably was. Sure,
oh, is it?
But it'd be up there.
It'd be up there. They've just gone to another fourth series, I think. Slow Horses. Yeah.
Only Murders in the Building versus Derry Girls is the other semi-final. and how it went in semi-final number one was Fool Me Once cleaned up a 90% win. Cleaned up.
Don't say that. It says 85%.
I see how you do these numbers.
You see what you're doing there?
Cleaned up, it's a 99% win. No, it's not. 85%.
It's seamless, and no one knows that other than you two. So you're just meant to keep yourself stum.
Only murders in the building against Derry Girls.
Yep. Derry Girls wiped the floor. No, Derry Girls won with 61%.
No, it didn't. Oh, yeah, it did.
Bloody
so the final is...
I'm struggling enough as it is without on, you second guessing
the
everything.
The final is...
The final is Fool Me Once versus Derry Girls and the first episode of the series that we're watching next week to talk to you about on the show is Fool Me Once.
Keegan.
Do you reckon you can get her on, Jack?
No. I'd feel cringy. I'd feel cringy asking.
We can get another chair.
I know.
And I don't think the chair's the problem.
She probably would. I'd feel...
She's just done Fern Cotton, Happy Place.
Oh, has she really? Yeah. Has she really?
Yeah. It'd be cringe.
It'd be cringe.
Hi.
I don't want to be the cringe.
Do you remember me? I was 13 when you left. My name's Colson. So that's what we're watching next week. Unfortunately, there'll be no Michelle because... Jack can't be too cringy, can you?
No.
No cringe here.
No cringe here.
It's a no cringe zone.
You're safe, Michelle.
Speaking of cringe, Patreon.
Ah.
It's not one bit cringy, Patreon.
It's not
Patreon
cringy.
Is the least cringy place you can ever go. And to go to Patreon, go to www.patreon.com/onthesofa. And as you know, we have a land of dreams, opportunities, hope. Films,
and none of which
alpacas,
you'll get them.
Reynolds, ice creams, Miller and Carter's, McDonald's. There's a lot of stuff going on in this land. And we're always extending. We're always expanding.
Oh, we are.
You've got a job. You're floating it on for...
Yes, I have read them. And I have got a job. It's a biggie. It's tax bill time, yeah? And we've got a fair bit of money left in the budget.
Oh, well, that's good.
Nancy called me aside and she was like, we need to spend some of this money.
Well, I think Nancy takes a bit off the top.
She went, we
she
need...
Just saying. Just saying.
She went, we've got some money we can get rid of. What do you want to do? And I said, well, we'll have a party. Yeah. I'll throw a party for everybody. And then we can just celebrate January blues. I went, we'll have a party. Everyone can get together. Everyone who works on the sofa, and we can meet each other. And she went, okay. She went, what are you going to do about the food? And I'm thinking just finger food, you know, like maybe chicken on skewers, stuff like that. Mm. And she went, oh, I don't know if we've got anyone that can do that. And I went, Nancy, don't you worry, because we have. And I'm delighted to welcome on the sofa, head of skewers, Jennifer Skews.
Jennifer Skews. So we've got a big, got a problem now, because a lot of the attractions... pretty much day attractions.
Yep.
But if you've been to Disney and they do the big lights, don't they?
Yeah, they do. The light show. The light show. The parade. Are we starting a parade or is that later in the year?
You've got the parade, you've got the fireworks, you've got the massive light show. And now coming to our land is the drone light show.
Okay.
Head of drone light show, Sammy Watts.
God, I mean... I've nothing.
You've got nothing to go off. You've got nothing to go. You've got a dry. It's dry. It's a dry bed at the end here.
Oh God! What am I going with?
I can give you one.
You just do one then, if you've got one.
It's a toughie this because whether we need it or not is much debated. But it's just something that I want, and obviously we have all this money left over, and we might as well.
Mm.
We might as well spend it. So, here we go.
Go.
The go-karting track.
Yeah.
Fronted up by Paula. Paula's in charge of the go-karting track. It's just good.
Why do we have a go-karting track?
Jack, what do you want to do at lunchtime? Fancy hitting the go-kart track?
I'll tell you what we've got. Opened it. It's absolutely log flume.
We've got a log flume.
Do you know what? I love a log flume. Are you at the back or are you at the front?
What's the log flume shape like? A log?
A turd.
Or a bathtub?
It's basically
the Viking turd.
It's the Viking turd you sit in.
Yeah.
Did you sit in the Viking Ted? Are you going front or back on a log flume?
Front.
Ooh, front wet. You get the bit when you come at the back.
Back
the drop. You get the
back
drop.
It goes, oh.
You get the drop. Front, you get smushed. Head of log flume. Head of log flume, Liam Bradley.
Is he just pressing the button?
He's looking at the thing. Oh, let me just check that. Whoop, you're off. Right. Way!
Yeah.
Head of water.
If your name hasn't been read out this week, do not fear, because we will get you a job on the sofa in the next few weeks. And remember, if you do want to be on Patreon, there is loads going on there. You get two bonus episodes of On the Sofa every single
month.
You get an episode which is called Jack's Famous Friends, which we're recording today. You also get an episode.
Which is who is it we're doing today?
You can tell us. It's your famous
Tom
friends.
Tom Hanks.
You also get a question and answer session with us every week. You get a Mass Zoom.
Mass Zoom went down very well. Who knew that that would be such a big thing?
Zoom did, actually, didn't they? Because they emailed us with like a weather warning.
Yeah. It's going to change. It's going to change the face. They're changing the Zoom name to Sofa.
And if you might know, because you might be watching this on the video. And if you are watching this on the video, it means you get to see all of us all the time. And the only way to get that is by going to www.patreon.com/onthesofa.
All the W's dot Patreon slash.
Is it forward slash or backslash?
If you are watching this,
is it forward?
I think it's forward.
I bet you're pissed off if you're that bad.
I don't think they backslash anything.
If you're watching this on the Patreon, you will realise how tired I look and that I'm just having to put up with Jack messing about.
We're pushing you through. Come on. Come on, Colson. We're relying on you.
Do we still have dashes?
We're back here next week where we're talking all things Full Me Once on Netflix.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue checkmark next to that thing you love. And be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.